Social services have seen an unprecedented growth since the start of the pandemic, and the federal government is looking to address some of the shortfalls with new funding. Cambridge MP Brian May stopped in at the Cambridge Food Bank this morning to name 18 Cambridge-based organizations that will share over $1 million in new federal grants. The impacts of the pandemic on individuals and communities highlighted how urgent it was, and it is to continue to support the work of these organizations to help maintain the link that they have to all members of our community, May said. Cambridge MP Brian May announces over $1 million in funding for Cambridge services. Joe McGinty, Cambridge Today. I come from the nonprofit sector. I know firsthand how these organizations have helped to change lives in Cambridge, North Dumfries, and North Brant, and I'm proud of our government support for these fantastic organizations. The funding is a part of the Community Services Recovery Fund and will be split between 18 organizations, including the Cambridge Food Bank with $60,000, Fairview Mennonite Retirement Home with $99,000, and YMCA of Three Rivers with $100,000. The other organizations will receive between $60,000 to $5,000. The full list can be found on the government's website. The funding will be used to help organizations adapt, modernize, and be better equipped to improve the efficacy, accessibility, and sustainability of the community services that they provide, he said. Diane McLeod, CEO of the Cambridge Food Bank, said they were able to take their funds and buy a much-needed van to help with the increase in demand. The second cute truck makes it much easier for us to pick up and distributed the more than 1 million pounds of food that flows to the Cambridge Food Bank each year, she said. The new truck will also be used to visit local grocery stores to pick up food to later be distributed at the food bank or its mobile market. May adds that organizations were chosen based on how they help the community, with organizations like McLeod's helping to fight food insecurity. This is a great organization that unfortunately needs to exist. We know that there's challenges with food insecurity, we know this is growing, we know that with food prices the way that they are, that this type of organization is going to continue to be needed, May added. We at the federal level need to continue to support organizations like the Cambridge Self-Help Food Bank not only survive but thrive, and looking forward to a very bright future, and we're here every step of the way. The federal government said the Community Services Recovery Fund was announced in the 2021 budget as a one-time, $400 million investment to help community service organizations adapt, modernize, and build internal organizational capacity.